This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The new drought monitor map from the University of Nebraska's Drought Mitigation Center shows a mixed bag of conditions in South Dakota. Dry patterns continue to shrink in the eastern counties of the state, but Matthew Dukes with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says there are still plenty of reasons for concern.
We have seen a little bit of a worsening condition, especially in the Black Hills region, where portions of areas near Rapid City and down into the state park system are now considered to be into a moderate drought. Now that's one step above the lowest category, which is abnormally dry. So conditions in the southwest part of the state are worsening slightly.
Duke says producers are approaching harvest time and really will not benefit from rain at this point. The latest map shows continued patches of extreme drought in west-central South Dakota and along the North Dakota border in northwest South Dakota. Duke says producers are approaching harvest time and their crops really will not benefit from rain at this point. He says heavy rains now would only delay harvest of any crops that did survive. Retired Brigadier General Robert Benson is the featured speaker at this weekend's South Dakota Veterans Forum. He served in the South Dakota National Guard for more than 30 years. His presentation will include experiences from serving in Operation Desert Storm in the 1990s. Benson commanded 6,000 troops as part of the 109th Engineer Group. The Veterans Forum takes place from 9 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time on Saturday at the South Dakota Air and Space Museum. The building is located outside the main gate of Ellsworth Air Force Base near Rapid City. A collections program designed to recover money owed to state agencies and programs has recovered more than $3 million in its first year. A report from the State Bureau of Administration shows almost $8 million in payment plans were also created. Lawmakers approved the Recovery Center in 2015. State agencies use the center to enforce child support and restitution orders and to collect various debts. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.